This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol. The One Big Beautiful Bill is about to become the law of the land. At about 2:30 Thursday afternoon, after one of the longest days in the history of the House, the United States House of Representatives passed H.R. 1 as amended by the Senate with a final vote of 218 to 214. I won't soon forget the past nearly 30 hours. Remember, just a few days before, the House left Washington for a week-long break for the 4th of July, only to be called back at midweek after the Senate amended the bill we sent them back in May. Speaker Mike Johnson had all but promised President Trump we'd complete our work by Independence Day, and time was running out. I'll admit a lot of pundits held out little hope that he could pull it off, and even on Wednesday at around 2:15 in the afternoon, the rule setting the parameters for debate appeared to be in trouble. The votes weren't there. To get to final passage on the bill, you had to pass the rule. So the leadership team went to work on the holdouts while the clock halted on an amendment vote. I'll never forget the sequence. I was presiding at the time over the House. I took the chair from my friend Mike Simpson of Idaho at about 11:45 that morning. And when the vote stalled at 2:15, I had nowhere to go. The vote was still open. Gradually, the chamber emptied. And more than 7 hours later, a new House record, by the way, we moved to a final vote on the rule. At about 9:30 in the evening, the vote was on. Immediately, four Republicans were in the no column, enough to sink it. Brian Fitzpatrick of Pennsylvania, Victoria Spartz of Indiana, Andrew Clyde of Georgia, and Keith Self of Texas. Hours later, Thomas Massey of Kentucky joined them. He went from yes to no. The leadership team kept working. Still in the chair and having already presided over the longest vote in House history, the clock stalled yet again. The leadership team needed to flip two of the no's and convince the 10 or so holdouts to put up a yes vote. Around 3:15 in the morning, the skies parted, four of the five no's turned to yes, and the remaining 10 joined in, and the rule was approved on a vote of 219 to 213. So around 3:30 in the morning on Thursday, debate on the underlying bill finally began. Both the Budget Committee and the Ways and Means Committee managed the one-hour debate. After 16 hours in the chair, with only a pair of potty breaks, I turned the gavel over to my friend Jake Elzey of Texas to manage the rest of the debate. And all was well until the Democrat Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries sought recognition. I sort of figured we were far from over when he brought a couple of binders in with him. You see, the leaders in both parties get what we call magic minutes. They're recognized for 1 minute, but House precedent allows for the Speaker and leaders of both parties to take all the time they want. Hence, they call it a magic minute. Hakeem Jeffries took advantage. At 4:53 in the morning, he began. By then, I was snoozing in the cloakroom. He talked more, and he kept talking, berating the majority and the administration about the bill and referencing individual cases of people he suspects would be harmed by it. In the end, he sounded more like an evangelist than a Democrat leader. By 8 in the morning, it seemed apparent that Jeffries himself was out to break a record himself, that is, former Speaker Kevin McCarthy's floor speech record. And on he went. 9 o'clock came, still going. 10 o'clock came, still going. Like the Energizer Bunny, Jeffries continued to pound the same themes until he eclipsed the McCarthy record and yielded back his time around 1:37 p.m., some 8 hours and 44 minutes in total. It all but ended a very long day in the House and opened the door for the Republican-controlled House to send President Trump a signature win, the Big Beautiful Bill. What a day. What a process. Historians will be writing about it for a long time. Records were broken, and I was even honored to play a small role. Frankly, I doubt there's ever been a member in the history of the House who has logged 16 straight hours in the chair, and I'll tell you straight up, if it's ever going to be broken, someone else is going to have to do it. It won't be me. The whole process was classic sausage-making in Washington. The deal-making, the arm-twisting, and the political threatening was better than a House of Cards drama. It played out in real life on the floor of the United States House. Tyson Foods should name its best sausage for the variety that we produced this week. With our work finished, we head home for parades, fireworks, and family fun. Hopefully, the attention of the Congress will now turn to fiscal year 26 appropriations. That clock runs out on September 30th. So I hope you have a happy 4th of July weekend. Make it a safe one, and I hope to see you all soon. As always, I invite your views. This is Congressman Steve Womack with Comment from the Capitol.